27 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets, and let's bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Starting the day, dollar trade is up a touch. Crude trade is a little higher as well. Did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of a disappointment there. Looking at current price action, May corn currently up a penny at $3.92¾. July corn, $4.75, up a penny. And new crop December, $4.11½, up 1¾. Soybeans, May beans currently up 3¼ at $10.52 even. July beans, $10.62½, up 3 even as well. And new crop November beans, down 1 cent at $10.43. Switching to the wheat market, Chicago wheat, currently in the May, $4.89¼, up 2¾. July is $5.06¾, up 2¼. Kansas City May wheat is $5.24¾, up 4½. And July Kansas City wheat is $5.41½, up 3¾. NOPA crush numbers for February are due out on Friday morning. Expectations are for 149.4 million bushels, up from 142.8 million bushels a year ago. Market should start to focus on quarterly grain stocks and prospective planted acres in the next week or two. A month ago, the idea that bean acres would be higher than corn acres was mainstream thought. Today, with a recent break in bean prices and a stronger corn market and ideas that cotton will pull some acres has really mixed things up. This puts a little added weight on the numbers that we'll see at the end of the month. Corn open interest numbers, the number of contracts outstanding, is the highest we've seen in the last 6 years. Funds have shifted from short to long in the last several weeks, and their long position is growing. As producers selling at, into profitable value levels is practical, but picking tops is not the odds-on favorite. Trade estimates show the funds are long about 205,000 contracts of corn and 171,000 contracts of beans. March futures expire today at noon. Ethanol production and inventory numbers due out shortly. As usual, they may offer a little bit of price direction for the markets. Technically, the corn market has made new highs for the move both yesterday and this morning. The wheat market still looks defensive and looks vulnerable. And the bean market, while it has recovered some, has not yet made new highs. So we're cautiously optimistic that they'll be able to accomplish that. But right this minute, it doesn't look like it's going to happen today. Other than that, thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, just joining us this morning for a look at commodity markets. It's 8:59. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. We're at 27 degrees in Urbana with some sunshine, relative humidity at 71%, and wind out of the west starting to pick up now. It's up to about 10 miles per hour. In Bloomington, Normal, still a chilly 25 degrees, southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Currently also 25 degrees in Decatur with a west wind at 7 miles per hour. In Danville, 25 degrees, a west wind at 7. 27 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. In your forecast today from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, mostly sunny skies at a high of 46 degrees, breezy with a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping to a low of 30 degrees, west wind 10 to 15. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, a bit warmer and not as windy, with a high of 50 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, will drop back to a high of 42. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 27 degrees at 9 o'clock.